Good morning. I'm Robin Lynn, and when Lori Kale called to ask if I would share this morning, I told her, yes, I will, and the Lord prepared me for that just a couple days ago, thinking about the things that I'm going to tell you about what God has been doing this in the past 3 months for my parents. So in some ways, this is their testimony, but I experienced it from my perspective too, and so I wanted to tell you a little bit about some of the ways that God has provided very richly for my parents. Some of you know my parents, Chuck and Rosalie Dahl. My dad was a career teacher at Ventura College. They are both 86. They've been in Ventura for over 50 years. And I think if I just were to tell you anything else about them, it would be they love the Lord and have spent their lives seeking to be obedient servants of the Lord and just follow him. And so in the past couple years, some of the women in this group, in this church, have been in small group with me at Bible study. So you have prayed with me for my parents because in the last few years they've been declining. And so I started just this fall in September. We kind of came to a point where my brother, who's not here in Ventura, and I knew that they probably needed to move out of their house, that it was becoming too much for them living there. And so I began praying for a place for my parents to live in comfort without stress or worry or the tasks that they are no longer able to manage, the things that running, you know, having your own property in your own house, it just really became too much for them. And as I was praying for them, God directed me to John 14, and I will read the verses to you. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. This is Jesus speaking to his disciples. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And the Lord reminded me that he's prepared a place for them already in heaven. And so I began praying, Lord, I know you've prepared that place for them, but would you please prepare another place for them here? And by the way, here's your little etymology lesson, because what would a testimony be without an etymology lesson? The word for in my Father's house are many, what are you used to hearing? Mansions, right. King James Version has the word mansions. Some translations say dwelling places, and some translations say rooms. And the Greek word, I looked it up, mane, is only used twice in the entire New Testament. That's right there, and they're both in John 14. I thought that was kind of interesting. Anyway, so I thought, yes, I can use this scripture and I can pray for the room here. And my parents, the house they lived in for 49 years is up near the Poinsettia Pavilion, and probably the primary thing they love about that house, I think, is the view. And so I started praying for the room and, you know, Lord, please a view also. And what God provided was a fifth floor ocean view corner suite at the Ventura townhouse with a magnificent view. The entire wall is glass. And I just thought, oh my goodness, this is abundant. It does not get any better than that. So anyway, that's the provision that God gave them. They moved in 6 weeks ago. They're really adjusting, and I know it's a lot of work to adjust to a place like that, but they're doing very well, and I'm very thankful. And then there's one other thing that God has provided for them this fall, for them and for me, actually. My parents built a cabin at Hume Lake Christian Camps, started it in the 1960s when I was a girl, and they've had it for all these years, and our family used it growing up, and then they started offering it as a rental property also. Becky's smiling because they've stayed there. And they also, my parents have used it as something that they could give to people in ministry a week at their cabin, missionaries and pastors. And so that's been very important to them too. Anyway, that cabin, if you've been to Hume Lake, you know that it's really a long drive to Hume Lake. And my parents have actually not been able to make it up there for 2 or 3 years because it's so far away. That's just become too hard for them. And I took over managing the rentals, but it became pretty clear a couple years ago that they were not going to be able to use it anymore, and that it would probably be a good idea to try to sell it, because that would be helpful for them to have the asset. So so I began praying probably 3 years ago. Do you remember the Rough fire in 2015? We thought we were going to lose it that year, actually. And so that wouldn't have been so bad, maybe. But that was not the Lord's plan. The fire actually stopped before it got Hume Lake Christian Camps. There were a lot of people praying for that. Anyway, so I began probably around that time asking God, please provide the right buyer at the right time for the right price. And later I started asking him, would you please provide people who are young enough to enjoy it for a lot of years. And in November, we got a phone call from a couple who had been up to Hume Lake to the Hume Lakers Conference, which is really a support and fundraising conference. And they had decided that they thought God was really calling them to live at Hume Lake and work at Hume Lake, and they started looking around at cabins with the help of one of the people who lives up there, and found my parents' cabin and wanted to buy it and wanted to drive to Ventura on their way back to San Diego to meet my parents and talk about it. And so so they did, and this was 1 week, actually, before my parents moved to Ventura Townhouse. So as you can imagine, things were moving along in kind of a crazy way at that point. And they really thought it was God's provision for them also, because their names are Kevin and Stacy Dahl. And the sign that my parents have always had in front of the property is the Doll House. We are not related as far as we know. Kevin is a veteran, an Army veteran with PTSD from Afghanistan, and he's about 35. Stacy is close to 30, not quite 30. They've been married for 1 year. They want to live there, have their children there, be there, serve at Hume Lake. And they saw our cabin, and not only the name of my parents, but also even some of the possessions in the cabin they were able to look inside were some of the same things that Kevin had in his home growing up, because his family was Swedish, also like my parents, and they were from South Dakota, and so they had some of the exact same things hanging on the walls even that my parents have. So God provided once again, very specifically, abundantly. My parents never listed that cabin. And they came and they wanted to pay what they had been told by someone else at Hume Lake. My parents were hoping to ask for it. So I'm just thanking the Lord. And thank you for many of you here. Bob and Carol Cole have been supportive and loving and encouraging to my parents for many years, and have kind of walked and watched them as things have gotten harder for them in the last few years. And I just am so happy to be able to tell you about what God's been doing on their behalf.